I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Andy Nombreski of On the Water magazine. Hi, Andy.
How's it going, Steve?
Andy, this week we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to talk about some of the unusual creatures you may come across while fishing. Let's start off with a fish that was caught just a few days ago in Woods Hole. I had never heard of this fish before. I had to Google it. Tell us what this was and a little bit about the fish and how it was caught and what it was doing here.
Yeah, that was kind of some of the big news in town was Captain Nat Shockley, pretty well known and a very good fisherman. He was out fishing for stripers and he caught a pretty decent-sized cobia, which is generally more of a southern fish. You'll see them off of Florida and, you know, as far as up as the Carolinas. But this is pretty much the extreme northern end of their range. And every year we do hear of, you know, two, maybe three that are caught locally, sometimes by people fluke fishing, sometimes by striper fishermen. But, you know, the southern side of Cape Cod marks the northernmost part of the range for a lot of species. We have the warm Gulf Stream comes up from Florida. Cape Cod and the islands stick out into the ocean, and it kind of bumps into the Gulf Stream. And usually around this time of year, we start seeing some of the exotic southern visitors, you know, kind of like the tourists that we get here. We also get fish that kind of come from far away and just sort of end up here this time of year.
So the cobia, this is a large fish, and it's edible, and it's also farm-raised in parts of the world.
Yeah, they'll get up to, I want to say, you know, over 100 pounds. They can be very big. Kind of an unusual fish, almost like a catfish-looking thing.
Uh-huh. So most of the unusual fish that we see come up from the south. What are some of the other fish that we might see in the summer?
There'll be triggerfish around, which are almost like a tropical-looking fish. Sometimes you'll even see them in aquariums. We'll get the gray triggerfish. We also get a lot of banded rudderfish will start showing up around now. And they're on the small side. They might be 8-10 inches long. But every year at the On the Water office, we always get a couple of emails with photos of banded rudderfish and people wondering what they are.
How about you? What was the strangest fish that you ever pulled out?
I've had a couple of interesting ones. About 2 years ago, I was fishing down at Falmouth Heights, and I want to say it was late July. And I was just kind of casting around looking for a schoolie fishing a jig, and I actually caught a Jack Crevalle. It was about probably 6 or 7 pounds. And I thought I had the world record bluefish on when I hooked into that thing. They fight really hard, and they got a big, wide, flat body. By the time I got it into the jetty, I wasn't quite sure what to make of it. But I got some photos of it and ID'd it, and it was indeed a Jack Crevalle, which is another species, which generally you'll find, you know, pretty common in Florida and up to the Carolinas. But it's one of the remarkable things about fishing on Cape Cod. It's the southernmost border for a lot of fish, like cod and hake and haddock, which you'll see up in Cape Cod Bay. And then south of Cape Cod is, you know, the northernmost range for a lot of the southern fish, like the bonito, the false albacore, and the cobia. You know, in the world of fishing, Cape Cod is definitely unique in that fact.
Hmm. So let's round up the fishing action. What can you tell us about what you've been hearing?
So far, the past week, it's the striper fishing has been slowing down, which is normal for this time of year with the warmer water. Although we are seeing a good push of fish out off of Chatham and off of Nauset. Cape Cod Bay is holding up pretty strong as well. The fluke fishing is going solid right now, anywhere from Cuddy Hunk out to Monomoy. Fluke fishing has been good. Some decent bluefin tuna showing up east of Chatham and up off of Provincetown. And so far this year, that's been off to a really slow start, so it's encouraging to hear that the bluefin are finally making an appearance. Although we've only heard of a handful being caught, it does sound like they're finally trickling in.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.